Shalom Aleichem Rabbosai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Irak Kodesh. Beizah Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the second topic of Parsha Sav, Vezois Toiras HaMincho, Perek Vov, Posuk Zayin. Vezois Toiras HaMincho, Akrivo Yiso, B'nei Aharon, Lifnei Adonai, El Penei HaMizbeach. And these are the halachos of a Korban Mincho, some of which we were not told above in Parshas Vayikra. The first thing you have to do with the mincha is the mitzvah of hagosha. The bnei aharon bring the korban mincha lifnei Hashem el pnei hamizbeach, in front of Hashem to the face of the mizbeach. Lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, is referring to the western side of the mizbeach. That's right, facing the kodesh hakodoshim. But the pnei hamizbeach, the face of the mizbeach, that's the side where the kevesh, where the ramp is. That's the southern side of the mizbeach. So where should I bring this mincha to? The teretz is, bring it on the corner, which is also lifnei Hashem, and also pnei hamizbeach, the southern western corner. This din of agosha was told to us already by Minchas Malcheshes, above in Parshas Vayikra. But we weren't told exactly where to do the agosha to. And here we're told, Lifnei Hashem, El Pnei HaMizbeach, on the southern western corner. And over there we were only told it by a Minchas Malcheshes. How do I know it's by all menachos? Says our pasuk, V'zoyis Toiras HaMincho, all the menachos. Says Rashi, V'zoyis Toiras HaMincho, Toiro Achas Lekulon, the same halacha applies to all menachos. Regarding what? Lat Inon Shemen Ulevoino HaMurim Be'inyan. And the next pasuk we're about to see, you need shemen and levoino on the mincha. And that applies to all menachos. Sheyochil ein li ti'unu shemen u levoino, elo minchas Yisrael shenikmetzes. I would have thought that only a minchas Yisrael, that kmitza is taken out of and it's burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by kohanim, only such a mincha needs shemen and levoino. But minchas kohanim sheikolil minayin, a mincha of a koyen, which is completely burnt. No kmitza is done to it. As we will see later on in Posuk Tes Zayin, how do I know that that also gets Shemen Levoino? Talmud Loimar, Toiras, Toiras is Marbe, all menachos have the same din. Hakrei voiso, hi agosho bekeren droimis marovis. The koyen brings the korban mincha in its entirety to the southern western corner of the mizbeach. How did Rashi know southern western corner? Because it says, Lifnei Hashem, Hu Mayrov, that's on the west, Shu Litzad Oyel Moed, facing the Oyel Moed. And it says, El Pnei HaMizbeach, Hu Hadori, that's the southern side, Shu Ponov Shal Mizbeach, Shakevish Nosun Lo Yisei Aruach. How do you do west and south? By bringing it to the corner. Posuk Ches, and after the Hagosho comes the Kmitza. והירים ממנו בקומצו, מיסוי לס המנחו ומשמנו, ואיס כל הלבינו אשר על המנחו, והקטיר המזבח, ריח ניחו, יחז קורוסו, לדוינוי. And the Kohen should take out of the Korban Mincha a koimetz full, a fistful, namely the middle three fingers of a Kohen on his palm. There is no standard measurement. Whatever size palm the koyin has, that's how much the koyimetz will be. From the soile, the fine wheat flour of the mincha, and from its oil, namely, choose a place of the flour that's saturated with the most oil. That's the part you should take. And besides for that, then collect all of the levoina that's on the mincha. Don't put it in the koyimetz. That goes separately and burn it on the mizbeach, reach nichoyach. That is the Bailam Zikorin in front of Hashem. Says Rashi Vehiri Mimenu Minamechubo. Namely, Sheyitzor in Sholim Vasachas Beshas Kmitza. When doing Kmitza, do Kmitza out of a full Isorin. That is the minimum size of a mincha. Don't bring it half-half. The whole Isorin, do a Kmitza out of. Bekumtzoi Sheloyase Midola Koimetz. There is no standard measurement. Every Koyan has his measurement. Do a kmitza where it has a lot of oil. Ha mincha, the mincha, shaloitei meireves b'acheres. Don't mix two menachos together and do a koimetz together. Don't do that. Every mincha gets its own koimetz. Ve'ezkol ha levoino asher ala mincha ve'hiktir. Melaket is called El Levinoso Le'achal Kmitzo. After you did Kmitzo from the flour and oil by itself, then you collect the Levino Umaktiro. This process of the Kmitzo from the Soilas HaMincho Mishamno and then burning the Levino was not said in all of its details only by Minchas Soilas of the five Menochos we saw above in Vayikro. That's the chiddush of this parasha to tell you all the Menochos have the exact same din of the Kmitzo Misolto Umishamno. And then taking the Levina separately and being makter it on a Mizbeach. Posuk tez v'anoyser es mimeno yoychelu aroyin v'anov matzoyis teyochel b'mokoyim kadosh b'chatzar oyhel moyed yoychelu ha. And the leftovers of the mincha after the kmitza was taken out will be eaten by aroyin and bonov that we know already from Parshas Vayikra. The chiddush over here is two chiddushim. Number one, matzois te'ochel. It's got to be eaten as matzois. Don't make it into chometz, as we'll see explicitly in the next pasuk. And where should they eat it? B'mokem kodosh, b'chatzar oyel moed yechlua. They have to eat it in the Azara. Says Rashi, b'mokem kodosh, ve'ezehu, b'chatzar oyel moed. The second half of the pasuk is explaining what is the b'mokem kodosh. Posuk Yud lo yiseyofe chometz chelkom nosat yoiso meishoi koidesh kodoshim hi kachatos vechoshom. None of the menochois may be baked into chometz, not the baked menochois before it's brought to the Beis HaMikdosh, like the mafet tanur, the machavas, the malcheshes, and not even the chelkom, the part that the kohen gets the leftovers of the mincha, also may not be baked into chometz. Nos chelkom nosat yoiso meisho, it's given to the kohanim from my fires. A mincha has a status of kodesh kodoshim hi. Namely, it has to be eaten only by male kohanim in the azoro. Like what? Like a chatos and an osham. Which we didn't learn about yet. That achatos and oshom is eaten by the kohanim, male kohanim in the Azora. We didn't see that in Parshas Vayikra, but we will see it coming up, and a mincha has the same status. The question is, why does the Torah need two misholim for a kodesh kodoshim, achatos and oshom? Rashi will tell us. It says Rashi, lo yiseyofe chometz chelkom. Rashi is darshaning the posuk, not like the timing. The posuk says, lo yiseyofe chometz. Kama, the mincha cannot be baked as chometz before it's brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi darshining, lo yisiof as chometz chelkom. Af ashiraim asurim v'chometz. The leftovers also that are eaten by the kohanim may not be baked into chometz. Kechatos v'cho'oshom, why the two mesholim? And for Rashi, each moshol is teaching you something else. We know that a chatos that was shechted shelo lishmo is posul. An oshom that was shechted shelo lishma is kosher. And mincha is a little bit of both. Namely, minchas choytei that we saw in the kovan oil, in the chatos oil of a yoyret, in Parshas Vayikra, a very poor person brings a mincha, arei kechatos, it has the status of a chatos, lefichoch komto shelo lishma is going to be psula, like a chatos. Mashenken, minchas nedovo, like all the menachos we saw in Parshas Vayikra, besides from Minchas Bikurim, Harei Keosham, Lefiro Komzo Shalei Lishmo, is going to be Ksheiro. A Minchas Bikurim, Shekomzo Shalei Lishmo, is also Ksheiro. It's just not included in what Rashi said, Minchas Nedovo. Posuk Yud Aleph, Kol Zocho, Bivnei Aharon, Yoicheleno, Chokoylom ledeiroi seichem meishei adoinoi koyla shoyga bohem yikdosh. Only male kohanim and all male kohanim could eat this, the shiraim of the mincha. All male kohanim, including bali mumin, even though they can't do the avoido, but they're allowed to eat korbonois. Chokoylom ledeiroi seichem, this is a law forever for your generations to come. Meishei Hashem, the kohen gets his shiraim from the mincha from the fires of Hashem. Koila shayiga boim yikdosh. Anything that touches a korban mincha while it's hot, and therefore the bliois transfer from one item to another gets the status of the mincha itself. For instance, if you have a chulin piece of bread that touched the mincha while it was hot, and therefore the bliyas went through, now this chulin piece of bread, I should say matzah, has a din of the mincha itself, and only male kohanim could eat it in the azara. Or, for instance, a piece of meat of a shlomim, which is kochim kalim, which could be eaten by Yisraelim outside the azara, anywhere in Yerushalayim. But if it touches a mincha while it's hot, it now gets a status of kochim kadoshim and can be eaten only by the male kohanim in the azara. And let's say you have an example where the mincha is a posel mincha, it became tomei or noiser or any other psul, and it touches a piece of meat of kochim kalim, or it touches a chulin piece of matzah, now that item that it touched gets the same psul of the mincha itself, and it cannot be eaten. Says Rashi, calls zochor afilu balmu, lomo nema, what's the chiddush? We know that from Parshas Emor. Lechem aloikov mikotche hakadoshim yoichal. A bal mum is allowed to eat kotche. And oh, l'raboy balimum l'machloikes. Not only is a bal mum allowed to eat the korbonos, he also is allowed to divide it among the kohanim. He gets his fair share. Koylasha yiga bohem yikdosh. Kotchim kalim oichulin sheyigu bo. That touch this mincha while it's hot, v'yivlu mimeno, the b'leah from it, yikdash liyoyz kemoyo, whoever could eat the mincha, only he could eat this kochim kalim and chulim. Sheim psula yiposlu. If the mincha was posel, the item it touched also becomes posel. V'im kshero yochlu kechoy meram mincha. Gets the same status as the mincha, eaten by kohanim only in the azara. Ad kan the second topic, v'zoyz toiras ha-mincha. On to the third topic, Ze Korban Aaron Ubonov, Minchas Chaviti. Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe l'emor, Ze Korban Aaron Ubonov, Asher yakrivo l'Adonai, B'yoyim himoshach oisoi, Asiris hoifosoi, Les mincho tomid, Machatziso baboiker, Umachatziso ba'orev. Says Hashem to Moshe, the following is the korban that Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, has to bring every single day, and his children bring it on the day that they start to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh. It comes from a tenth of an eifah, that's a shir challah of soilis, of high-grade wheat flour. Minchot Tomid, a daily korban brought by the Kohen Gadol, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Says Rashi, "Ze korban Aaron Ubono. Afed yoydos makrivin asiris soifo b'yoyim shemischanchin lo avoido. On the day that they're inaugurated, that they start doing the avoido, every kohen bring this korban. Avol kohen godoy mechol yoyim every day shenem amin chotomit a daily korban. That kohen amshir tachto mibonov in posik tezvov chok oilon forever. How do we process this minchas chaviti?" Posuk Yud Dalet al machavas bashemen teyose murbeches tevieno tufinei minchas pitim takiriv reach nichoy ach ladoinoy. There are three steps what you do with the minchas chavitin. Number one, murbeches. After mixing the soilis with the shemen, you pour boiling water on this dough of flour and oil. Murbeches. And then you put it in the oven, you bake it. And then you fry it on a machavas, on a frying pan with oil. But the posuk is a bit confusing because it's written out of order. The posuk says, al machavas b'shemen tiose, you put it on the machavas with oil after you already did murbeches, namely you poured the boiling water on the flour mixed in the oil to vieno, tufinei, and it's also baked, meloshen afia. It's baked after the murbeches, after you did the murbeches and the tufinei. Then you put it al machavas b'shemen, and then minchas pitim. Then you cut it up into pitim, into small pieces. Takir v'yach nechoyach l'ashem, and that's how you bring it onto the mizbeach. Says Rashi, murbeches chaluto beroischin kol tzorko, boiled in boiling water. Tufinei, afuyo afuyo is harbe, many bakings. Acharei chalitoso, oife betanu, v'choizor metab, nogu b'machavas, three types of bakings. Chalito, afuyo, and tigun. Minchas pitim melamed shetuno psiso. You have to cut it up into pieces. Pasuk tezvo v'akoyhein hamoshiach tachto mibonov yase oiso. Chok oilom ladoinoi kolil toktor. And the Kohen who will be anointed with the Shemana Mishcha instead of this previous Kohen Gadol who died, one of his sons, he will also continue to do this. Namely, it's not just Korban Aaron as Pasuk Yud Gimel, it's the Korban of all Kohanim Gedolim, those anointed after him from his children, Chok Olam, forever. Lashem Kolil Toktor, a Minchas Chavitin is completely burnt. Does not have the same process of a regular mincha of Yisrael that you do kmitza, and that goes on the mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by kohanim. Rather, it is completely burnt. Pasuk tezayin, v'chol minchas koyhein kolil tihyeh lo yiseyochel. Not only the minchas chavitin that we just described, any mincha that a kohen will ever bring, it also is completely burnt and is not eaten at all. Says Rashi, Pasuk Tezvov, HaMoshiach Tachto Mibonov, that's anointed from his children after him, HaMoshiach Mibonov Tachtov. Rashi is switching the words, Tachto Mibonov, Mibonov Tachtov. I'm not sure what the difference is. The point is, the one who's anointed from his children after him. Kolil Toktor, Einik Metzes Lio Shiore Ne'acholim. You don't do kmitza and the leftovers eaten by the rest of the Kohanim. Elo kulo kolil, completely burnt. V'chein kol minchas kohen shel nedovo, also kolil tihiye. Kolil, kulo shovo lo gavoya, all equal to Hashem, namely burnt on the mizbeach. And the reason this mincha is called minchas chavitin, because posuk yudalet, al machavas b'shem, and teose, that's the last process of baking it al machavas. Ad kan the third topic of parashat tzav, Zeh Korban Aaron Ubonov, Minchas Chavitin, brought by a Kohen Gadol daily and by every Kohen on the first day of his Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash.